You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I posted a funny little question on my personal Facebook, which I tend to do. And the question was, what little thing made you feel or think you were rich when you were a kid? And I posted that on there yesterday because I was talking to Dom off the air, and I don't really know why this came up, like Christmas in the 80s for me. And I recall during, let's say, 87, we had Christmas, and we all got new jackets, like really nice jackets. My dad got one. My mom got one. I remember my sister's. It was like a fake fur type jacket. It was white, you know, it was all white. And then I got this bad arse bomber jacket, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know, yeah. I was like 7, 8 years old, and it had all the patches on it, you know, like Top Gun and everything. And it was, of course, it was some cheap vinyl or something. And I remember thinking at the time, and I think I even said it out loud, man, we are rich. We are rich right now. We look like a rich family in our new fancy jackets and my bomber jacket. We were laughing about that because, you know, I mean, who knows? Back in the day, that was probably, what, like a $12 jacket or something like that? But it just made me feel as a kid like we were rolling in it. So yeah. I did post that question on my Facebook, and man, did the replies come rolling in. Do you have any off the top of your head?
I do,
we get into
but
these?
It's going to sound really ridiculous, and it will... I mean, I know you already like to laugh at my age, but I will tell you that I have a distinct memory of us being the first family on the street and amongst all my friends to get cable TV.
Oh, yeah.
We were the very first. And here's the funny thing about that. It's not like my dad was some sort of early adopter of technology, so I cannot understand why. But before people even really knew what the hell cable was, we had cable, and suddenly, instead of three channels, we got seven channels.
High roller.
And I remember my friends would come over, and after school, we would watch, you know, some of these crazy, there was like two or three weird channels that came in that would show like the Three Stooges and Star Trek and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we, and my friends were like, how do you get these channels? And I was like,
well we're rich.
Know, we're rich.
We're so rich, huh, Papa?
Yeah, so it was probably, I don't know, at the time.
You know what? I remember that, though. I remember when my parents first got cable, and we had, like, HBO, and we could watch movies at home, and we had the console TV there in the family room with made out of wood, and the box that sat on top of the TV that also had a wood look to it, and you had to go up and go clink, 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 and hit the buttons to change the cable channels.
Yeah.
That was big technology back then.
So for me, it was the first time I ever impressed friends in that way, as if I was rich. And I think I remember even Jeff Boykin, who, God love him, he was rich. He was like, when I was a kid, he was my rich homie Josh.
Right.
You know how Josh is, you know, comes from like Mega Millions or whatever? That was Jeff Boykin, and we had cable before the Boykins did.
Oh, my gosh. You so, beat him to it.
Yeah, so I would love to know what our listeners, if you think back, the silly little thing that made you think you were rich, and it can be the silliest, dumbest thing.
It does have to be little things, because there's stuff coming in on, like, on my Facebook. The Zoanne says, oh, when we built our new house and it had a 5-car garage in Lakewood.
Yeah, I don't think.
And my dad had to park
it.
His Piper plane in it. I'm like, no, that is being rich.
You're not getting it.
It's not. Yeah, that's not what we're looking for.
But people say, yeah, when we bought a Ferrari. No,
that's on here too. When my dad bought a Ferrari. No, yeah, no,
that's
no.
What we're talking. Unless these people are pulling our lariat.
Maybe. I'll give you one just for example, and then we can take some calls here. Jill says, Hostess cupcakes and Twinkies. When those were in our lunches, I thought we were rich because we normally got the generic Twinkies, like the store brand. So if you opened up that little lunch tote and you had Hostess in there, you know, mom and dad had a good month.
Kind of like waving it around in the air. Look,
real Twinkie! Real Twinkie here! Jamie wrote in and said, when mom let me get the 64-pack of crayons with the sharpener in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jamie.
You know what you're talking about.
High rolling.
Here's Mike on the phone. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So when did you know you were rich?
Mom, and I still don't know how she swung it, bought me a BMX bike, like the one that was displayed in the front window. And it was a Redline RL20A, and that made me feel
That's
we were
rad.
Yeah,
yeah, Mikey.
Yeah. How long until you flew over the handlebars? I want to know.
Probably like a day, but I still have to go watch cable at somebody else's house.
Mike, thank you for the
That's
call.
That's a good one.
The BMX bike.
That's pretty cool, Mike.
Here's Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what was it that made you think like you guys were rich?
Well, my mom picked me up from school and got a brand new car. She got a Cadillac, which I didn't know what that was at that age. But when I got in the car, she said, I want to show you a magic trick. I said, oh, what's that? And she goes, look, and held up one of her hand or both of her hands, and her window rolled down. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how did you do that? Power windows.
We had
The power went, no more cranking.
Right.
That's hilarious.
God, that's great. You know, Michelle, it's thank funny. You for the call. I remember all when my mom bought a station wagon. And it was the kind that in the way back had the two little seats that could pop up and face each other back by the back window of the station wagon. And I know my sister and I thought that we were absolutely loaded, too, because we had a station wagon with seats in the way back by the window.
Very classy, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you another car one. Jenny on Facebook wrote it and said, we were rich when we went on a trip once and my dad rented a car. It felt like such a luxury, and he loved that car. I have a picture of him with it. It was a Chrysler New Yorker, and it had red leather bench seats in it.
What am I looking at for a pronunciation here? Is it Lily?
Lily.
Lily?
Lily. Good morning, boys.
Hi, Lily.
How are you boys this morning?
We're having some fun.
Yeah, it's a great day.
What made you feel rich as a kid?
Oh, my gosh. This will tell you how old I am. When my parents put their old refrigerator in the garage and they filled it with Craigmont Pop. And, boy, we had the neighbor kids over. And, you know, Craigmont Pop came in strawberry and grape and orange, and they would just fill it.
I've never heard of Craigmont Pop.
I'm not familiar with that particular soda brand.
It sounds classy, though.
But I know that putting a fridge in the garage, that has got to make you, as a kid, feel like you guys are...
We have
got two refrigerators! Are you kidding me?
Lauren on Facebook wrote in and says, when we had a box of the Franzia wine in the garage refrigerator. I remember my mom having the box of that wine. It was like the pink, whatever it was.
Sure.
With the spigot on it.
Lily, thank you for that call. We appreciate you. Here's Devin. Devin, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So what made you feel like you were rich?
Well, now I feel like I'm really dating myself for the younger crowd, but in basketball practice in middle school, I was one of the first friends that got a cell phone with a camera on it.
Hey, I remember getting that. That was big time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
1.3 megapixel, but the first one in the group. It only lasted like a week, but I was the first one in the group with a camera phone.
Oh, man.
Man, that's great.
You were like a god.
That's right. That thing does what? Are you kidding me?
It's a camera in my pocket.
Devin, thank you for the call. Here comes Brett. Hello, Brett. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
So you were rich when what?
So I'm going way back even farther. You guys mentioned getting cable. Back where I grew up, we only got two channels on the TV normally. And when my parents got this thing called a rotor, it was awesome. It was like this box that sat up on top of the TV, and it had a dial on it, and the dial had all the like the compass points. And basically what it did was it connected to a motor out to the antenna. We had a regular antenna.
Yeah.
And you turn the rotor, and it would point to where you could get the other channel that we got.
No way!
That was like the coolest thing.
That's high tech. You'd like turn it real quick and then run outside to watch the antenna move?
Exactly right. Didn't even have to go outside to watch the other channel anymore.
Oh, cool.
Man, that's great. Brad, that's funny, buddy.
Thanks, man. That is old school.
Thank you. We're going to squeeze in one more. It's Barb. Hello, Barb. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, thank you.
We're well. We're quite well. So what made you think you were rich?
When I was a little girl, I think I was about 6 or 7 years old, my grandfather, who I loved dearly, wrote a check for a brand new Chevy Corvair.
go, Grandpa.
It was probably about a $3,500 car then.
Yeah.
And he got a new car about every 3 or 4 years, and he would always write a check for them. So I always thought that we were very rich.
Yeah, Grandpa's been saving up.
Hey, I got news for you, Barb. You're writing a check for $3,500 back in those days.
Grandpa had some cash, yeah.
You actually were doing quite well.
Grandpa's going to go cruising for chicks.
I think my dad tried to restore a Corvair a few years before he passed. I think he was working on one or something.
Huh.
This is like something that would be right up your alley.
Well,
no.
I'm looking at pictures of it.
Oh. You doing your research?
It says unsafe at any speed? Question mark.
Probably.
Looks like a little tin can.
Oh, Barb, thank you for the phone call. Thanks to everybody who reached out. And you know, there was a bunch of them that Jeremy got online that are just a hoot, man.
They're pretty funny.
So, let me ask you this. Try to extrapolate 20 years from now.
Right.
Somebody who is, let's say, 7 today. When they're 27, what would be the equivalent? Like, what could happen to them today that would make them feel like they were rich?
Rich. God, I'd have to think about it, you know?
Yeah.
Buying organic vegetables and
maybe
the TV screens in the back of the headrest, you know? Yeah.